This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to another hour of What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. That's right. Too good to be true? No. It's not too good to be true. 60% off the sheets, all kinds of colors, the deep pockets, the best cotton on earth that our friend Mike Lindell found. Towels that actually dry you off, 60% off there as well. Remember to use the promo code SCOTT. There's like a blizzard of savings there right now. Thankfully, we're out of blizzard weather. We think 50% off on the slippers and so much more. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. The founder, the inventor, the man behind MyPillow joins us now to talk about a story out of Colorado you won't hear about on ABC, NBC, CBS, or any of the other fake news outlets. Mike Lindell, welcome back. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. What a great day it was yesterday. I'll tell you, historical day.
You know, what's interesting is there have, every day it seems like there's another wrinkle to this story that continues to come out, as you've predicted many times. But a lot of it has had to do with, you know, I don't know, I'd call it legal theft. I guess Senator Cramer always calls it legal theft, where rules have been manipulated, like Wisconsin and the, okay, you can't do drop-off boxes. You can't do that, you know. And all the right. all the chain of custody of the ballot that those kind of decisions pose as a result of state constitutions just being disregarded. But this one out of Colorado goes back to something you've been saying all along that questions the machines themselves. And there was a forensic analysis that was done in Mesa County, Colorado. Tell us about what we now know, Mike.
Well, this has been right after the cyber symposium. These guys, you know, that's where I met Tina Peters, and she did her job. It was actually a local election and that didn't make sense in the spring of 2021. And all the townspeople there, there was a city council election, and all these Democrats won that was impossible for them to win. So they went to the clerk and Tina Peters, and then about the same time they had, I guess, Dominion and Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State, came out with this trusted build, and they came in there, and she did her job like other clerks did in Colorado. She did a backup of her computer, like you would do if they were coming to take your computer or to do stuff with your computer. She did her backup, and at the Cyber Symposium, that's when, if everyone remembers, that's when I met her, and they exposed what Dominion had done. They had taken and deleted the 2020 election. They had deleted that and other stuff from these machines throughout the state of Colorado. Well, because there was a forensic images taken beforehand, that started a seven-month investigation by cyber people. These guys that have these credentials these guys have are unprecedented, from Harvard. All these people looked into this, and this investigation, it came to a head yesterday. It came out where if you go to frankspeech.com, you can see we have it up there. It's called, the evidence is up there now. This report came out. It's called Bombshell Proof Election Machine Manipulation. There's actually, you can go in there. If you're a cyber guy now, you can compare. Go into what it's basically, it shows everything that's inside these machines, that not, and you have algorithms, you have manipulation, they flip the vote. These guys, I had them on my show last night, they're going on War Room and Frank Speech this morning, but, Everything we thought those machines were was proven yesterday. They're out there. Anyone that has lawsuits with Dominion or anything, it's over. It is over. It's all there. If you have anybody out there that says there's no evidence, well, point them here. They can have their own cyber guys go ahead and check out the what this report tells. And this report says the 2020 election was completely manipulated. It shows an algorithm that machines had to be used. It also shows a spring of 2021 election in Mesa County, Colorado, and it shows the massive cover-up, the crime of this cover-up for the biggest crime in the history of the world. And I've said that before, Scott, when you take the United States without firing a shot, this has been the biggest crime in history, and it's been the biggest cover-up in history, but it's out yesterday, and we know that Fox has went Fox, and all the media today is not talking about it. They're going to all go Fox on us, but this is going out into the cyber world. There was 800,000 downloads just yesterday alone of these cyber data that backs up this report.
All right, so some of this was the general election in 2020, but as you mentioned earlier, some of this goes back to March 2021 election rather that came after as well. So this wasn't just about November 2020. What do we make of that?
What we make of it is now you have two elections that they do it with these machines. It tells you our country, if we don't get rid of machines, it's over, everybody. It's over. That's what I've been telling you all along, we got to get rid of machines and computers in our election or we don't have a country. It's gone forever. They've been doing this in the down tickets, city council elections. Scott, we just have proof now. By the way, we're getting a lot of whistleblowers now, too, and we now have proof that our overseas ballots that for our military are, and those absentee ballots that they're on the other side of the world over there, in the 2020 election, there was over almost 900,000 of these. Everyone that we've checked in counties so far where these guys have come through, every one of them is for Biden. These were emailed in. This is where our country is heading. Step beyond even the machines emailing in your vote. This day was done in Idaho and down municipals there through the machines. This is disgusting, but this shows that it's been done in these machines. They're built to steal elections, everybody. They're caught. This yesterday, they're caught. In any other time in history, it would be over, but this would be a fight. Now we're going to go state by state, get preliminary injunctions. We're starting with seven of them right away. One in South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Louisiana, Arizona, Colorado, and Alabama. Those are the first seven we're going after this week.
So back to Colorado, based on these shots, we now know this. Why is Tina Peters, the Colorado County Clerk, under indictment from a grand jury? Sounds to me like she was the whistleblower here.
Yeah, she did her job, and they attacked her. They did not want this out. If you remember, people in Colorado, since the cyber symposium, she started to get attacked then by the battering ram. They come to her house, and even people that knew her, other people, battering ram her house, her door down, coming in and not arresting, just they were trying to get to this. They wanted to cover up this evidence that just came out yesterday. But I want to tell you this, Scott, this is very important. In September, they told Tina, if you back off on this thing and you just and don't talk about this anymore, we will quit coming after you. That's what the mafia does. That's what racketeering is. This is disgusting what they and then, you know, she's running for Secretary of State of Colorado, so they're attacking her for that too. If you Google her name, her running, it's not even like it's so buried there that they want to just they want to take Colorado. Colorado, a bill this week, you guys. There's a bill out this week in Colorado that you can't badmouth the Secretary of State, the clerks can, any clerk, or it's punishable up to 90 days in jail and $100,000 fine. You can't take images anymore. You can't do your job. It's It is the most tyranny dictator bill ever to come through in our country's history. If this goes through, this will be the benchmark for every other state in the country and on the federal level, just like they have with those overseas votes, too, by the way. And it's disgusting. They've also tacked onto it, killing babies like they did in Virginia a couple years ago, where the babies are born and you look and you decide, the parent and the doctor. It is, Jenna Griswold is pure evil, and she's the Secretary of State of Colorado. She's in cahoots with Dominion, and they are crimes against humanity as far as I'm concerned, Scott.
And the Republican opponent to her in Colorado, as you say, is Tina Peters, and of course the smear campaign is underway there to obscure that fact altogether.
It's even more than that. The primary on the Republican side, that person is she's tied in with Google and Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook. She is very much about as rhino as you could get. And this is what we're up against. Just because you hear the word Republican, there's rhinos, and then there's just pure evil Republicans. When you're like, you got your Brad Raffensperger's down in Georgia.
And this is this is an elected official's job is to vouch for the results of elections. That's criminals crazy. More with Mike Lindell after a short break. Don't touch that dial.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Jonas, tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
The thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number, I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. One of the fun things about their team is that if they don't know the answer, they're real quick to get back to you. In every instance, they've been able to bring it to a great resolution, and I'm just so thankful for how they've taken care of us and our needs.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To giving Americans a better night's sleep through the revolution of MyPillow, and now all of the mattress toppers, sleepwear, all the other great things they do at MyPillow, the tireless warrior, Mike Lindell with us today on What's on Your Mind, describing a story out of Colorado that ought to cause you to lean in and say, wait a minute, I thought they couldn't do that. Promo code Scott when you go to MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. I know it would serve us well to actually have the people that did this investigation come on and talk about it, but you know it, chapter and verse. Explain it to me like I'm a fifth grader. What did the machines do here?
What they did is, let's say it's, and they did it identically the same way in both elections, the 2020 election, and I'll just talk about this. From what I see in the demo last night which we do have up on Frank's Speech, people can go there and watch these guys. I had them on my show last night. But to make a long story short, what I gathered is, so you had these councilmen in this city that last spring that ran, and they came through, and all the Republicans, it looked like, had won. And now it goes in there, and it deleted. I think there was 8,700 people voted. Half of the database was deleted. A new data was put in there, swirled all together, and poof, out pops the Democrat as the winner. It was bizarre. These guys, I asked the experts, are these guys from Harvard, they have 80 years experience in cyber and in computers and everything else, whatever it is. Their credentials are off the chart. And I asked them, I said, so did this surprise you since you worked on this for 7 months? And they both said, they were both in shock, not surprised, in shock that our election systems, that any, you can just go in there and just change a vote of any person at any time, and you have that much access. And I said, could humans have done this without machines? They said 100% not, no. And we asked, is there an algorithm, which means a computerized algorithm? And they said very much so. So the algorithms now, that report's even going to be coming out, but you don't need that. If you're a cyber guy, you can actually go to frankspeech.com, click on that evidence tab, go all the way down the report, and then you can download the actual cyber info from inside the machine. Take a look and compare it. It took these guys a long time to dig into each little part of this data and this image, but any other cyber guys out there can at least go in and validate. They're called hashes, Scott. These hashes match up perfectly. Then you know there's nothing. Absolutely, the report is 100% factual. This is not subjective anymore, everybody. There's no, well, it could have happened here, could have happened there. One of the things these guys said is, when you take, with, like I've said before, cyber evidence is forever preserved in time. You can't change it. You cannot change it. These hashes match exactly, they said. And I said, so there's not even a one in a trillion. He goes, not even a one in infinity. Each one is unique in its own right. So everything these machines show from back in the 2020, that's why they were so attacking Tina Peters for making that backup of this, doing her job. She's an American hero, Scott. She's a hero. She did back down. They threatened her. They said, hey, we'll quit. We'll back off if you back off. And they tried everything. But she said no. She's a gold star mom. She says, I love my country. And she's doing, we have prayed. She does what God said. You know, this is a platform that she's had, or that God put her in the right time in history. This is going to help save our country. And there's many, many divine appointments that have happened here over this last year and a half that we've all lived through. And I will tell you this, everybody, all of this is lining up just the way God planned. Everybody, you see now these gas prices, you see our country being destroyed, and all of this, this has to happen in order for people to see the light and to get to this great revival we're in. And I can look now and say, boy, I would have loved to have this. Scott, you look up the word patience and you Google the word patience. You don't see a picture of me, trust me.
I'm quite aware. But so the significance really beyond Mesa County, Colorado, the significance here is, as you mentioned, is I can go to this report. And by the way, it's 88 pages. and actually see inside the machines. That before has never been out, right? So that's what this connects to every other kid.
Only one other, you guys, only one other time in this whole process, this last year and a half, has any machine, there might be some people out there now that I don't know about, but you go back a year and a half, the only access that's been full access like this was Antrim County, Michigan, if everybody remembers. But there was, they deleted that, a gal deleted that too, and she admitted to it. She committed a crime. The FBI did not press charges against her, and they found 7,000 votes slipped out of 15,000. And what they did, the media back then, and they attacked the guys that did the report, these guys that all their lives, they were cyber guys with a company out of Texas. They attacked them. They tried to discredit them. They said it was just a glitch in the machine, in that particular machine. They would not let the courts and stuff and the corrupt and politicians in in Michigan would not let it go past outside of Antrim County, even though there was proof of that it was everywhere. And so now you take that 1 year, a little over a year later, we have Colorado, because of this hero, Tina Peters, that took this download before they deleted the evidence. And now you have everything that goes on inside these machines across the country, not just in that you have to get it out of your head that going, hey, that's just that machine. No, it's not only just that machine, because the computers, it goes horizontal, but also it goes for down elections up that right up to the presidential election. And this is what I've been saying all along, and this is it. Now we should be able to, Scott, go get these preliminary injunctions, get these machines stopped before the 2022 election. But also all these lawsuits, like Mike Lindell suing Dominion, them suing me, and Fox, rotten Fox News and Newsmax and all these places, they better look at this now, because you know what, everybody? They have no reason now to use the excuse, oh, Dominion sued us, so we're not going to tell about the evidence. Well, now they have no reason, and I'm going to push them like you've never seen. I called Chris Ruddy, the owner of Newsmax. I said, this is your evidence. You go to Dominion and you say, you know what? Yeah, it's over, Dominion. You did it. You did the crime. Your lawsuit could be dropped. You didn't preserve evidence. It's called spoliation. They were supposed to preserve evidence for all these cases. They deleted the evidence, Scott. That's another crime. Dominion, Smartmatic, and all these machines companies have committed crimes against the United States and all of humanity, and they are going down, and they're going down. We're going to get our country back, but we need like Newsmax and Fox. You guys, you don't need to be sit back there now and use that excuse. Otherwise, if you don't report this, we have to assume that you are in on it.
FrankSpeech.com is the place to know this before somebody decides whether they're going to report on it or not. And the interview with the two individuals behind this forensic investigation is fascinating. And, of course, it helps to be able to see what Mike and I are talking about here. As always, we're praying for you, Mike, and appreciate your spirit. Glad you're being vindicated here big time on what you said about the machines all along. Thanks.
Another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908. 318-0908 or ndestateservices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A large destructive tornado struck the east side of New Orleans on Tuesday evening, causing severe damage and killing at least one person in the St. Bernard Parish area. A Storyful social media user describes his experience.
I was just driving in the tornado just now. They had two explosions went off. I see just swarming and spinning around. You heard me? I make the U-turn right here and go clean towards the city. You heard me? Man, that's crazy.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's first full day of questioning featured explanations of her approach as a judge, discussions of legal concepts, and defense of her soft-on-crime sentencing record. The Supreme Court nominee confirmation continues today. After getting through a difficult winter near the Pacific coast, Lewis and Clark leave behind Fort Clatsop and head east for home on this day in 1806. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Time to the show that I make you hungry here, folks. Texas Served USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. For lunch today, you ready? Swedish meatballs or lasagna? That's the question if you stopped at the Petra Serve USA in Valley City off exit 292. Head north for the home cooking and the grab-and-go convenience. Good. Your choice. You could go Swedish meatballs or bacon cheeseburger hot dish if you were at the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location by Bonanzaville. Come off I-94 and you're close. 29, a little more of a cruise on out West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Salisbury Steak, 12th Avenue, 929. Harwood has lasagna today. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, lasagna. Tater Town Hot Dish in Glendon, and Swedish meatballs in Houston. Sound good or what? Bill in New York, what's on your mind? We love New York listeners here on the program.
Hey, is Mike still there?
Mike is gone. He left us. We were lucky enough to have him for two segments, but he is on to the next thing.
Oh, what a shame, I tell you. That man changed my life.
He changed your life? How did he change your life?
Well, about 7 years ago, I had a horsing accident. Got thrown off the back of my horse, broke my neck. Lucky to even be alive, to be honest with you. And, you know, his pillows really, they really changed me.
So you were not aware of the MyPillow prior to the incident when you just were going through that recovery period and then found him to be the... What did you like most about him?
Well, you know, the thing is, I wasn't getting what I needed out of other pillows. And when I tried the MyPillow, at first I was a bit hesitant, but I cut a hole in them.
Dump, 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 Daniel. Yes, Bill in New York is unfortunately a juvenile. I should have known with a New York listener there. You know what I'm saying? Should have known. You got our friend Grover on? Oh, okay. Sounds good. Brady, Las Vegas, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Don't swear, Brady, okay? Otherwise, we'll have to do a North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota only caller rule here today in the program. Brady, it sounds louder where you are than it does where we are, and we're got a major construction project going on. What are you building? What the heck is going on today, for crying out loud? Oh, a couple of texters in with comments here today on the program. I'm a little backed up on the text, so I better get to it here today on the program. And then we're going to talk with Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform on the program today. Oh, Governor Burgum today announcing, by the way, with the North Dakota Department of Commerce, a $15 million state workforce program. It's actually CARES dollars. See, this is what this, thankfully, that the whole CARES dollars were designed for bailouts, you know, for blue states and blue cities. And so when they game that system, then states that don't need it actually have to be given access to do something with it that isn't woke. So in that respect, it's, I think, a good thing. You'd rather that we're not printing money. But this is part of the workforce effort that's going on in the state. And this would actually go to regions and partner with the local entities, economic development folks, to put plans together to recruit the workforce of tomorrow. So love it. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, our friend Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, welcome back. How are you?
I am doing well and better now that I'm with you.
Yes, likewise. Always appreciate the good work Americans for Tax Reform are doing. Can you help us understand what sense it makes to have a war on energy in the middle of incredible pain points? Inflation, obviously, doing what it's doing. Price of gas, big driver for that. And continuing a war on energy. This makes no sense to anybody, does it?
Okay. It makes sense to the left, because they look at America and they see the 50 states where 30 of them have a Republican House and Senate. They see 10 states that are going to zero no income taxes. North Dakota, your House voted to phase out your income tax down from 2.5%. Senate hasn't acted yet. But 11 plus other states are moving to towards zero. This means that the big blue states can't continue to have 12%, 13% income taxes, or people, I mean, they are leaving California, but imagine when there weren't, if there weren't 8 no income tax states, but there are 20, which is what we will have in the next 15 years. You're looking at the ability of the blue states and the Democratic Party to maintain the power structures that kept it in power for 62 years, from 1932 to 1994. They had the House and Senate for all but 4 years. I mean, really one-party state. They've lost their one-party control of the federal government in terms of holding Congress. Oh, yeah, you elect a president from time to time, but they can't cut taxes. Only Congress can. They can't raise taxes. Only Congress can. And they see themselves fading as the dominant party in America, so they have to change the rules. That's why they want to change election law, so they stop asking whether you voted more than once this year. They want to change labor law to force not 7% of American workers to pay union dues, but 20 to 30%, which would put tens of billions of dollars into the Democratic Party's coffers each year. And part of that is taking over the energy industry. How can you take over the energy industry when they don't need you? Because oil, natural gas, people are creating energy and wealth. They don't need anything from Washington. Well, how about if you had make-believe energy like solar and wind, meaning it only goes when the sun's up, it only goes when it's windy, it needs massive subsidies or it can't compete. Well, raise the cost of real energy so high that the make-believe subsidized energy is now competitive. Mandate it, because you called it green, and who do you think the subsidized industries contribute to? Democrats will keep the subsidies going for them. So they want to take over that industry. Man is not own it, but if you're only surviving because you're getting government subsidies, the Democrats might as well own you, because they can tell you what to do. And they've always hated the independence of wildcatters and, you know, well-paid blue-collar workers who don't need Washington for anything. You know, what do they? Those guys don't come and say thank you all the time for something. So it only makes sense that it's a bid for political clout and control. Makes no economic sense. Very bad for the country. Bad for jobs. Bad for national security. I mean, why did Russia go after Ukraine? Oh, I don't know. Days after they finished that pipeline that Biden said was now okay, that Trump worked to slow down and stop, so that Germany would forever be dependent on Russia's flow of natural gas. As soon as that was done, then they could move. And they're assuming that the Germans will never keep going on any sort of serious sanctions on Russia because they're dependent on Russia now. And we don't want to end up dependent on Iran or Russia or Venezuela. But that doesn't bother Biden because he's too busy trying to secure political control in the United States by having imaginary industries that get subsidized and therefore kick back money to the Democratic Party to continue their majority. It's all about politics. It has nothing to do with economics. It's devastating economics, devastating to people's jobs.
You're making an interesting point here that they're creating a problem, making the problem worse to circle in with the white horses and fix it and think that somehow that's going to have people go, oh, I need you to save me from the stuff you created. You can't even make it up. If that level of stupidity exists among voters, I guess we're in big trouble. But you have some ammunition for this argument. Story in Axios saying that President Biden is toying the idea of having the IRS send out gas cards. So Joe's going to say, hey, yeah, here we go. I'm going to gas card. Sorry, prices of gas is so high. I'll give you a gas card for like $5 or what?
Well, and it's in order to go through a day where it sounds like you care, where it sounds like you might have a solution. Remember, they were going to cancel the federal or temporarily pause the federal gas tax or the state gas taxes. And all of them would temporarily do it until, oddly enough, the next election, at which point it would snap back in. That's just to get you through the day. That's just to get you through the election. That's not solving a problem. That's in the less famous phrase, it's not sustainable. Sustainable is drilling for oil and natural gas and selling it so it makes money so you can pay people, so you can do more investing, and you can continually create enough energy to make us a rich and continue to be a rich and prosperous country, which is what you need energy for, real energy.
Here's the frustrating thing for me. This is so obvious that their policies are leading to this in so many fashions, and they lie about leases, they haven't issued permits. I mean, they're making it worse. And by the way, all we have to do is go back and listen to Joe Biden as candidate, and all of what he said was happening is happening, and now it's causing the price of gas to spike, and they change daily on who they blame. Putin one day, oil companies gouging the next day. Do you see this as a political winner in waking up enough people that it adds to the momentum right now that we're seeing in the polls? Because I just want it fixed. I'm done lamenting the problem. Is there a fix in because of the stupidity?
Yeah, the fix is a Republican House and a Republican Senate in November because people are tired of inflation. They're tired of energy costs that have gone up through the roof long before anybody could spell Ukraine or the Russians had invaded anybody. Those energy prices have gone up because of the mistakes and the damage that Biden did. I mean, how sick to try and people are dying in Ukraine and he wants to blame them for his energy policy. That's just sick. He did the damage to the economy and to energy prices before anything the Russians did. And, in Americans for Tax Reform, we came up with a list of 17 taxes that Democrats have insisted they want to put on the energy industry. It's at our website, ATR.org. But one of my favorites is a windfall profits tax. Oh, because Exxon's got windfall profits. Well, actually, all their costs have gone up because of what's done. And so the prices have gone up. But they want to tax it as if this was a profit that they made, as opposed to by pushing up the cost of energy. If the prices go up, they want to add $22 per barrel to the cost, a tax. Okay. How in the world does that do anything other than drive up the cost of energy? It doesn't even pass the laugh test. That, by the way, is a tax increase of $450 billion that will all be paid.
Pretty sure.
Increased cost.
I'm pretty sure we've seen this movie before. Didn't Jimmy Carter try that? Let's hang on a second, if you would. Grover will finish this chat on the other side of the break. Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform. This is what they want to do. That's why it's so important, obviously, in November. I'm with you. Get that House and Senate back, and I think the price of gas will help do that, and inflation.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
All month long at a PetroServe USA, you're going to save on Red Bull. 3 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, a 4-for-4 deal where you get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us. 4-for-4, PetroServe USA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour, continuing with Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform. You were going down a long, nasty list of energy taxes being proposed by Biden and the Democrats just in the last year. And so we see the effects of their policies, federal lands off limits, slow walking permits, infrastructure is bad, don't want to do it. And again, all of this, he said, I could bore everybody for hours of exactly what he said to get the nomination. He had to veer left. So all of that now ends up bringing the price of gas to what it is, barrel of oil what it is, and they're not done, Grover. They're not done. They aren't pulling any of these back, are they?
They have not. There's an $8 billion tax on home heating oil that is the cost of making natural gas, raising taxes on that. There's a tax on crude oil, $13 billion. They think if they tax it crude oil before it gets into the pump, that somehow you won't notice the higher gas prices you're paying. They raise taxes on drilling rigs by repealing expensing for tangible drilling costs. That's a $10 billion tax increase on looking for and getting oil and natural gas out of the ground. They've just really gone through and tried to figure out ways to dramatic, every big or little way, to raise the cost and the permitting time for each of the efforts to get more energy, and it's death by a thousand cuts. They're doing it on purpose. Remember when some press person asked the Secretary of Energy, so what's the plan to get energy prices down? She laughed in his face, because their goal is to drive up energy prices so the peasants will stop using energy. That's why they want everybody to ride bicycles in cities. So we look like China, and ride on subways where the government wants you to go instead of in cars where you can go where you want.
You know, when Republicans did have control, not much of this went away. Obviously, they fought off a few of these things. You mentioned the intangible drilling cost thing. They've been trying on that one for a long time, which basically would be punitive towards the industry to say, you don't have a tax treatment that every other industry has for, you know, manufacturing process. So it's just it's punitive. But what gets better?
The Democrats, yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead and say what you're going to say.
The Democrats act as if taking away some of these deductions or credits are special deals the oil industry has. These are the way we treat every industry, and they want to take away some of the lower taxes that we have for investing in jobs and so on. But when you do it in energy, they go, oh, dirty trick, we're going to take that away from you. Keep it for everybody else.
And, of course, as I say, a lot of this has been around for a long time. Is this train less the station? Is it a runaway train that is going to run over? And you might have a small victory here, a small victory there. But whether Republicans have control or Democrats have control, this punitive nature towards, you know, the vast abundant resources that provide cheap energy and the American energy dominance of Trump were gone. I mean, can we right size this ship, or is the freight train going to run us all over?
We have a model. And that is Jimmy Carter, who made all the same mistakes that Biden's making. Taxing energy, belittling energy, saying wear sweaters instead of drill for oil, and then inflating the currency. And the solution to everything that Jimmy Carter did was Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan had Democratic House that he had to fight through. If we elect a Republican president in 24, it will be with a Republican House and Senate. So we can get rid of all the prejudice and discrimination against the energy industry. We can very quickly go back to the energy dominance that the Trump Republican tax reduction and making permitting reasonable instead of unreasonable. All those things flowed in the right direction very quickly. We can't look, the oil and natural gas, it's there. Okay. It's not going anywhere. We just have to be able to get at it at a reasonable price. And without harassment from bureaucrats and tax collectors. So this can turn around on a dime. And as soon as the country realizes that's what's happening, people can work to that point. So I'm very optimistic. Now, getting rid of inflation, that is a longer problem. That took 2 years for Reagan to wrestle inflation to the ground and get the – but we can do the energy stuff much quicker.
The – we don't have time to get into this in great depth, but there are ways where you address this ESG wokeness, and there are solutions in North Dakota. You almost have to do this on dual tracks, don't you? Where you say, whatever they say the pain point is, okay, we fix that. Now what? Now, hey, thank you, ma'am, I have another. At the same time, you try and pull some of this stuff back. I mean, we got to lean into solutions where we can, should we not, Grover?
Yes, and we need to undo all the regulations that they're putting out. They want the Securities and Exchange Commission to punish people who invest in energy and scare them as to whether or not they'll be able to get insurance and whether they're going to be able to get banking services and be able to get investment. And some states have said, if you operate that way, you may not participate in our pension plan. And you tell the state tells one of those companies, you can't be part of the Texas pension plan. That's a lot of money that you've told some of these investing firms that you, they cannot participate in. So I think some of the pushback is coming from the states saying, don't do this, energy states. We need to be louder and more emphatic about that. But when the federal government turns around and slaps them down for this, frankly, it violates antitrust laws for these companies to conspire with each other to deny resources to various industries for political purposes. And it violates the requirement that if you run a pension system, you need to maximize the returns to workers.
Yeah, but it used to be how it worked, didn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
We want a good return for our shareholders, not anymore. Oh, we want to pick winners and losers. Texter says, this guest is brilliant, crystal clear on what's happening to us. Thank you for an awesome show. Thank you, Grover. God bless, folks. See you tomorrow.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I am inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our 5 escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.